With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. All eyes will be on the Federal Reserve this week, White House correspondent Greg Cluxton reports.
The Fed will hold a two-day meeting starting on Tuesday, followed by an interest rate announcement on Wednesday. Many economists anticipate a rate cut, but the central bank faces challenges from presidential pressure to the latest economic reports. Inflation rose last month as August posted its biggest consumer price increase since January, and the job market has weakened with a sharp decline in hiring. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The assassination of conservative activist Charlie Kirk is putting candidates on edge, creating a chilling effect amongst those on the campaign trail as the nation grapples with a rise in political violence.
Kirk's murder while speaking at an event at a Utah college on Wednesday reverberated across the country, with both parties quickly condemning the violence and expressing their sympathies to the prominent conservative commentator. Less than 24 hours later, the Democratic National Committee's headquarters was targeted with a bomb threat that turned out to be not credible. Yet the incident shook an already rattled country. House Oversight Committee Chair James Comer told reporters, quote, "I think we've all got to rethink how you do events outdoors." Bernie Bennett reporting.
Students who witnessed Charlie Kirk's assassination at Utah Valley University are reckoning with trauma and grief now as investigators spend the weekend digging deeper into suspect Tyler James Robinson ahead of his initial court appearance. The university community is mourning Kirk and taking steps to resume classes on September 17th. European Union regulators have accepted Microsoft's proposed changes to its Teams app to resolve an antitrust investigation. The European Commission announcing that Microsoft's commitments to unbundle Teams from its Office software suite are going to be enough to allay concerns about competition. This is SRN News. Supreme Court Justice Amy Coney Barrett has written a new book entitled Listening to the Law. She was one of the five justices who voted to overturn Roe v. Wade, and in the book she explains her reasoning. Barrett says when it comes to abortion, quote, the court must leave the matter to the democratic process, which requires citizens to persuade one another rather than the handful of Supreme Court justices. Along with other justices, she received death threats following the court's decision on Roe in 2022. Barrett says she wrote the book to make the nation's highest court accessible to non-lawyers. With anti-Semitic attacks on the rise, even in the U.S., a growing number of Jews are buying guns. There are even Jewish gun clubs springing up around the nation. The Jewish Telegraphic Agency reports that one of them, Locks and Loaded, opened its first club in Chicago and now has 15 of them across the country, including in Florida, Texas, and also in Illinois. This is SRN News. The union that represents tens of thousands of entertainers has a new president.
The Lord of the Rings actor Sean Astin has been elected as the new president of SAG-AFTRA. The union that brings together the Screen Actors Guild and the American Federation of Television and Radio Artists represents some 160,000 actors and other entertainers and media professionals. Astin was also in Stranger Things and Rudy, and he'll succeed Fran Drescher as union president. Astin's mom, the late actor Patty Duke, served as the Screen Actors Guild president from 1985 to 1988. I'm Donna Warder.
Jaws is the subject of the first ever large-scale exhibit devoted to a single movie at the Academy Museum of Motion Pictures in L.A. At a media preview, director Steven Spielberg and museum officials introduced the 50th anniversary show that opens today and runs through next summer. This is SRN News.